Thank you for coming back for this second lesson on My Church. We are studying out of Matthew 16. We are listening to the conversation and communication between the Apostle Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ in Caesarea Philippi. He asked them two questions: whom do men say that I am? And then he says, whom do ye say that I am? And the Apostle Peter answers with a glorious revelation to his heart: Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, or son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock of your revealed faith, and the revelation that you have had by the Holy Spirit, that's the rock that I will build my church upon, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So my church, in Matthew 16 and verse number 18, Christ is going to build it, and it's going to be built by the revealed faith from the Father to the disciples concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We want to keep on looking at this rock, 1 Peter chapter 2. Listen at Peter's writings concerning this rock. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, unto Christ, coming unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. As we said when we closed out the first lesson, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And they said, we don't believe that. We had God in the Old Testament that they had never seen. And the Bible, for 4,000 years, the scriptures, the prophets told them there was coming a Messiah, be born of a woman. Gave him many signs. And here he was standing in front of him, and they said, no, you're not. So believing on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ is not just a mental thing that everybody in religion does. It is a spiritual, exclusively spiritual thing that only those who receive the work of the revelation of the Holy Spirit from God are built in Christ's church. I will build my church. He builds it. It's his church. It's not built by evangelism. It's not built by communication. It's not built by efforts and energy. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. So Peter says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Verse 5, 1 Peter 2:5. Ye also as lively stones. Not only the stone, the cornerstone of Christ is elect and precious, but ye also as living stones are built upon a spiritual house. And we read you that in Ephesians chapter 2. It groweth unto a holy habitation of God and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. That's what goes on in this house. We're not without our high priest, Jesus Christ. We're not without our spiritual sacrifices. By the Holy Spirit, we are given those things that we might minister to God and offer praise and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay, not anybody else, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. I don't care if you reject him or not, he's still the head of the corner, and he is then a rock of stumbling and a rock of offense if you disallow him and reject him, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So you are appointed to be either be built upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be built up in his church, or you are appointed to reject him and disallow him, and you will be, he will be to you a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. You can't get away from Jesus Christ, individual. Listen, I don't care. You say, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to be a part of it. Or I want Jesus, and I want to know that I know the Lord by my relationship with you. Whatever you do, whether pro or con, you can't get away from Jesus Christ. God has made the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, the issue of all human beings of all time. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's the way that it is. So he is that upon which we are built. Now, let me show you something. Acts chapter 1. The Lord showed me this many years ago, and it's got me in a lot of trouble. I have had preachers to laugh at me by bringing this forth and mock me. But I don't care. God gave it to me, and here it comes again. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. I want you to understand, dear soul, that there is a, can I say, procedure by which God undertakes to be able to unravel the things concerning his church. And as you have a cycle to determine night and day as the moon and earth revolve together, and as you have day and night given to us by the way the earth moves around the sun, and anyhow, the cycles of life, there is also this cycle of the church. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. Let me try to tell you what I'm saying. And he said, Christ said unto them, the disciples, Acts 1, 7, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his power. You're not going to know, and it's not up to you to say, well, all right, let's hold an ecumenical council and let's lay out the structure of how we're going to evangelize the world. That's given to the Father. Listen at verse 8. Here it is. Here's how he lays it out. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That's what you are to be involved in. Receiving power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Listen, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. It's not you're going to try to be witnesses unto me. You're not going to have to take the new converts down to the basement every Thursday night and teach them how to evangelize. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the essential, may I say, ingredient for the church to spread itself abroad. If you're going to be handling Christ's organism, if you're going to be handling the organism of the church and not an organization of the church, and not trying to place pins, red pins on a world map and say, we've got a missionary at every place where that red pin is. But if you're going to follow the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to see and understand and know that God will make you a witness unto him. Now, you can't make a cow be anything but a cow. If it's a cow, it's going to give milk. Listen, if it's a dog, it's going to bark. Whatever the character is and the personality is, it is going to expend that characteristic of whatever its nature is. So he says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and that's how Peter came to understand and know that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, your daddy didn't reveal it unto you, Bar-Jonah. My Father revealed it unto you. And it's upon that rock of my Father revealing to individuals the faith and the understanding of my true church. And that's how I'm going to build it up. It's my church. I will build it. It's done by my Father. It's not your Father. And he says, it's by the rock of revealed faith. Poor old Roman Catholics, bless their poor hearts. Over there in Rome saying, Peter is the bishop of the church. He is the first pope. No, he's not. Jesus Christ is the only Lord and potentate of everything. And so it's not a matter of promoting a man and giving him a pointed head. Excuse me, hat. I don't know if he has a pointed head or not. The hat looks pointed. And them little shoes that he wears, and, you know, and he shakes that smoke all over you. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, I ain't going to say any more about it. Listen, when the Holy Spirit comes, the necessary ingredient, the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's going to take what the Lord has and give it unto you. And everything that the Lord has, he got it from the Father. All that the Father has, he's given unto me. And the Holy Spirit's going to take of mine and show it unto you. You're going to get the whole load. So what you need to do is, you know, quit trying to exalt yourself in various offices and become, you know, higher up in the ecumenical movement, and just pray to God that you be like Peter and have enough sense to understand and know that you got it by the Holy Spirit. And if you got it by the Holy Spirit, the only way you're going to give it out is by the Holy Spirit. So ye shall be witnesses unto me after that the Holy Ghost has come upon me, you. All right, how? Number one, in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That seems to me to be the only little, you know, only little revelation of what Jesus Christ had in mind as far as the sending out the gospel. Starting at Jerusalem, going into Judea, Jerusalem like the city, Judea like the county, and then in Samaria, in the surrounding areas, and then go on from there to the uttermost part of the earth. Now in Acts chapter 8, in verse number 1, Saul was consenting unto Stephen's death, and at that time was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. How did they get scattered into Judea and Samaria? Acts chapter 8 and verse 1. By persecution. How did that happen? God hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of your habitation. Acts chapter 17. We read you that in the first lesson. So when it came time for Jesus to launch out this evangelism, mighty work of God on Pentecost, thousands got saved, but now the apostles and all are just sitting around having a good time, enjoying one another and having fellowship. Watch it. Next thing you know, they're squabbling among one another. Well, you didn't serve my widows like you served your widows. Everybody sold everything they had and gave all the money, put it in a bank account for the apostles. And they bought the food that was needed, and they had seven men of good report. And do you realize they had to be full of the Holy Spirit to wait on tables? That's what it says. Read your Bible. And so, you know, Philip and some of them were full of the Holy Spirit, and Stephen, and to wait on tables. And so them staying around Jerusalem got to be a problem. Don't bunch up. Do what God said. Be a witness wherever he puts you. You're the light of the world, not of Jerusalem, not of the First Baptist Church of whatever. Listen, it's not to be founded on a solid, stationary foundation. The foundation that we are stationed upon is Jesus Christ. So he says, this is how I want it to be. You will have power. All authority is given me in heaven and in earth. Same word, power. Go ye therefore in that power, in that authority. And so you will get it when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And I want you to go on out and be witness to me everywhere. This is what I want you to do. Start at Jerusalem, then at Judea, then at Samaria, and then just the uttermost part of the world. Well, they decided, well, we ain't going to do it. We're just going to hang around. Well, when you hang around and God tells you to get out and go, you're going to have problems. So how did God get them out of Jerusalem? He sent a great persecution, quote unquote, Acts chapter 8 and verse 1. He sends out a great persecution. Boy, I guess you get moving now, won't you? Listen. So they all scattered abroad. Where were they scattered? To Jerusalem and through Judea and Samaria. From Jerusalem through Judea and Samaria. That's what it says in Acts 8:1, and it goes right along with Acts 1:8. It was a designated persecution. God had it set up to make them do what he told them to do to start with. So this is how it goes. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the world. There it goes. It's moving out into all the world. Now, let me read you something. Revelation 1:4. We back to that again? Yep. Revelation 1:4. John to the seven churches which are, can you tell me where? In Asia. Okay? All right, hold on to that. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Now, you can read the second chapter of Acts and find out there were more people in Asia than just these seven churches. It talks about a lot of things, Cappadocia and all that kind of stuff. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Okay? That's like 95 years after his death. Go back to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And verse number 6. And this is Paul and Barnabas going out on their missionary journey. And it says, verse 6 of Acts 16, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of not the bishop, not the mission board, not those who ordained ministers and trained them and sent them forth of men, of religion, of denominationalism. Listen, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word, guess where? In Asia. But wait a minute, preacher, you just read us Revelation 1:4. Yeah, I did. And it said, John, you're to take this revelation of Jesus Christ to all the churches in Asia. Right. But not at the beginning. That was later. I'm trying to prove to you there are times before appointed as well as bounds of our habitation. You can't go to Samaria till you go to Jerusalem. You can't go to Judea except you first go to Jerusalem. It's Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, and then the uttermost. Well, wouldn't Asia be in the uttermost? Yeah. But you can't go there until you go to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. There is a plan designed by the Supreme Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, carried on by the administrator, the only administrator we have, and that's the Holy Ghost. Our little assembly is on the backside of a cow pasture. You hadn't heard that in a long time, have you? Why is it here? Because we had to keep running from religion till we finally got here to where everybody leave us alone and let us follow the Holy Ghost. I'm not mad at anybody. Everybody just wants to control us and say, this is what you need to be doing. I don't mind getting along with anybody as long as they get along with the Holy Spirit. And if you're going to want me to quench the Holy Spirit so I can go along with your program, me and you one's going to be going and separating our ways. Listen, So, yes, they're going to wind up with the seven churches which are in Asia. You know that. The whole book of the Revelation is given to the seven churches which are in Asia. But way back here in Acts chapter 16 in verse number 6, they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to go into Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they assuaged, that is, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered or permitted them not. They couldn't go to Asia, and they couldn't go to Mysia or Bithynia. Well, they couldn't go to Bithynia and to Asia because the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them. I don't want to ask why. It is not any of my business. My responsibility is to do what God said to do, when He said to do it, where He said to do it, and be faithful there. I wasn't born in Jerusalem. I wasn't born in Judea. I wasn't born in Samaria. I wasn't born in Asia. I wasn't born in Bithynia or any of these strange places. God put me here at this time and be faithful to tell you what God said for you to understand and know. I'm to give that to you. My master sent me over here with a responsibility, and that's what I'm trying to complete and I'm trying to be faithful unto. I can't be faithful unto your soul unless I'm faithful unto God in His time and at His place. That's the way that it said. Now look at Acts chapter 19. The book of Acts chapter 19 and verse number 10. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. They were teaching in the religious school of one Tyrannus in verse 9 of Acts chapter 19. And it said while they were there at that time and in that place, everybody in Asia heard the word of God. But wait a minute. Didn't it just say over here in this other passage, nobody in Asia was to hear the word of God? Right. Don't say why. It's God's will. That's the way He wants it. Leave it alone if He says leave it alone. Get in there and preach it with all you got like a house on fire when He does say it's time to go and do it. Look over to Acts chapter 20 and verse number 16. Acts 20 and verse 16. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hasted, if it were possible, for him to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. I'm reading you these verses to show you that because you are so familiar with the, quote, seven churches of Asia due to the book of the Revelation. One revelation, got it? The revelation, the seven churches in Asia. God the Father gave it to God the Son gave it to Holy Ghost gave it to John, and John was to give it out to the seven churches of Asia. That's how it went. On this rock I'll build my church. That's how it's going to go. So we are to do what God told us to do, when we are told to do it, and how we are to do it. We are to preach the word of God and give forth the word of God in the time and place that God appointed. And it says in Acts chapter 17 that this is the best way for people in that day and that age to come to know the word of God. That's the way that it is. Second Timothy. Chapter 1. And verse 15. This thou knowest, that all they which were in Asia, how many? All they which were in Asia be turned away from me. What? It happened again? Yes. Everybody in Asia has turned away from me. And he said, let me give you two of whom are Phargelus and Hermogenes. Sound like some kind of milk. You want homogenize or never mind. Okay, he lists two that were against him. But he says, I want you to know about the house of Onesiphorus. He oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But he mentions in doing this that again, Asia was closed up to this great apostle. Nobody covered more territory and was more efficient in the spread of the kingdom of Jesus Christ by preaching the gospel than the apostle Paul. And yet he goes back and says again, later during this time of Timothy, all Asia is turned away from me. What does this make us understand and see? Number one, God will eventually bring the revelation of Jesus Christ to all the seven churches in Asia. He will do it by his servant John the Apostle. It will be glorious, and we're still benefiting from the wonderful book of the Revelation that we're still digging into and still praying and asking God to open up to us. It's still being a blessing to us. But it's given to the seven churches of Asia. Well, we're proud for them. Let's go over there and visit them. Wait a minute. They're not there. What are you talking about? I'm trying to make you understand that although a church may be established and raised up at a particular time in a particular place, God may be through with it and it not be involved in the kingdom of the gospel anymore. You do understand in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, that the candlestick can be removed due to a lack of repentance. Revelation 2, 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, Ephesus, the great church of Ephesus. Listen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Do you know what that means, to remove their candlestick? It is to unchurch them. Remove the light. No man lights a candle and puts it under a bushel basket, but he puts it up on a lampstand so that everybody can see it. Well, I'm going to put your light out. You won't live right if you won't repent, if you don't live according to the Spirit of God, if you keep grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit, I am going to remove your candlestick. Listen, number one, churches are not to be established, churches, without faith, without continuance. Excuse me. How do I need to say that? Churches are not established continually there. Just so you may go back to a place, they say, well, let's go back to the Metropolitan Tabernacle pulpit in London and see where Spurgeon preached. Well, I don't know. You know, you may visit these places, but all you're going to do is be visiting relics. The gospel's not there. The preacher's not there. The work of the Holy Spirit's not there. The elect of God are not in London needing to be saved like they were then. This thing moves from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth. Sometimes Asia is ready to be gone to, and if you don't go to it, God will send a great persecution and force you to go to it. But then later, the Apostle Paul said, you know all them people in Asia? Every single one of them turned against me. But I thought you read that everybody in Asia heard the word of God, right? When God was willing for them to hear it. But there came a time when nobody could hear it. You need to be careful. This thing is done by the Holy Spirit. It is done by the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is not an organization. It is an organism. And as you well know, in this time of pandemic, with disease everywhere, organism can wither and die. Dear soul, God's church is never going to wither and die. His true church, but churches can have a place where they said, there was a great man of God there. There was a good man of God there. He farmed this land and come in at night, and he would burn the midnight oil, as they used to say, and study the Word of God and get up there on Sunday and preach like a house of fire. But let's take you to his grave. And by the way, that's the building they used to meet in. What are they doing with it now? They're storing hay in it. Some other farmer rented it out, and they're keeping their hay dry for their cows in it. Folks, you need to understand, this organism of the church is to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit. It's my church, Christ said. That's the title of my lesson today, my church. I'm not saying it, I'm repeating it. Matthew 16:18, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Where are the gates of hell? They're running from him. Wherever the gates of hell are, the church is pursuing him. It's on the move. And when that last work of God and that last church of the true and living God has fulfilled its responsibility, then it's going to be over with. So we understand and see. I thank God that he has allowed me to be part of many churches in my lifetime. And in different places, in different times, I have been able to hear the Word of God. But it closed out in Southwest Atlanta, and I had to go to Decatur, Georgia. And then it closed out in Decatur, Georgia, and it came down to Fayette County. And then I had to go into Jonesboro. Now here we are outside of Jonesboro. We had to follow the gospel whithersoever the Lord would lead us and find the Word of God wherever it could be preached. And dear soul, that don't mean that this place right here is going to stand forever either. We're going to have to be careful and understand that we follow the Holy Ghost. We do not follow the trail of churchianity. We follow the unction of the Holy Spirit. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost. Let's go to Asia. Can't go there. Okay, now you can come to Asia. The Holy Spirit to John, to the seven churches of Asia, wide open. You go there. But here comes the Apostle Paul writing Timothy and says, you remember how good it used to be for me in Asia? They've all turned away from me now. It opened up and it closed out according to the will of God, and you better get everything you can while you can. This little old garden shed, but it ain't really that little, that I passed by coming back and forth to this building from my home. And it's called by the farmer's last name, and it's, I'm going to say Smith Farms. That's not it, but I don't want to name it. And a big old shed there. And you can see all the fields out through there with all the crops growing. And when they put up on that sign out there on Highway 54, the Silver Queen corn is in, son, you better get over there. If you don't, you're not going to be able to get into the parking lot because, buddy, there's only a time and a season for everybody to come and they want that Silver Queen corn. Corn on the cob. And it's gone. And it's not going to be back. You got to wait another year. And then you better learn to get over there quick. Why does God give us seasons like that? Because that's how the gospel is. It's in seasons. And thanks be to God that you were brought in during a season of the gospel. But dear soul, how do you know what time it is right now? You better as the old farmer used to say, make hay while the sun shines. If it starts raining, your hay's going to get wet and going to get molded and mildewed, and you ain't going to be able to have anything to feed your horses and cows with. You make hay while the sun's shining. And dear soul, while the time is right, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Quit fooling around with God. Quit wasting your time. It may be God's time. Asia's in, yep, but now it's out. Right. Asia's out, yep, but now it's in. Right. Dear soul, we need to understand and know that the church of the living God, Matthew 24, the church of the living God is God's church. It's God's church. He has designed the times before appointed and the bounds of your habitation so that you might seek the Lord. You've been put in the right place at the right time to hear the gospel. I've had people, and I weep over them, and I pray for them, and I have long since put some of them out of my mind because they just grieved me so bad. Come up to me and preach, this will be our last Sunday here, really? Yep. Well, I never said anybody had to stay here. If you don't find God here, you don't need to be here. But they come up and say, my company has opened up a big factory over yonder and so-and-so, and it's going to give me a big raise and a promotion, and we're just really excited. And I say, well, is any gospel over there? Well, I know we'll probably find something over there. They didn't find anything. They moved out of the time and the place where God had them to hear the gospel. And now, you don't hear from them anymore as having been involved with the Lord at all. Sad, sad, that bitter wail, almost but lost. God have mercy. Listen at Matthew 24. You've got to hear this. We brought this up last week. It's still in the Bible. Let's look at it again. It says, and except those, where am I reading? Matthew 24, 22. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The days of the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. And then it says, after that, then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there is Christ. This is God's word. I'm reading it to you. Matthew 24 and verse number 23. Believe it not. Jesus said, once Jerusalem is destroyed in the great destruction of Jerusalem in 70 A.D. by Titus, the Roman general, the church is not going to be located in a place and a permanent location anymore. Your temple was. You got used to that. Let's go to the temple. You know where it is. But he said, the true organism. I'm not talking about joining an organization now. I'm not talking about walking down front and signing a pledge card and you know, getting your tithe envelopes and getting baptized. And you say, well, okay, every Sunday we're going to be over there at that location. No. God may or may not be there because he says, I am going to be wherever I choose to be. It's going to be according to God's purpose in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the world. Asia may or may not be in at the time you want it to be. You better be careful. Listen, because he says, no more is the church going to be located, understood to be at a particular time and a particular place. It's not going to be that way anymore. If any man, bishop, preacher, pope, whoever he is, evangelist, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ. Believe it not. Yes. Well, we're from the First Baptist Church of Podunk, and we're out here visiting, and we want to invite you to come to our church. Uh-oh. Believe it not. There may be a work of God going on there. But it's up to you to understand and know and discern whether it is or not. Ye have an unction with the Holy One, and ye know all things. And God said, it's not going to be permanent organizational structures where I am anymore. Read on. For there shall arise false Christs. We got false Jesus running out of our ears. And false prophets. And shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert. Wasn't too many years ago, people were saying, ooh, there's a big revival going on down yonder in Brownville, Texas. Everybody was going. And it all fizzled out. And then there was a Catholic young lady. She saw a vision of Jesus or something, you know. And everybody had to go on that particular day of the month to that particular location because they wanted to see Jesus. Traffic was horrible. The police department didn't have enough cars to protect the people from all the traffic to come down there. It was amazing. And it was stupid because it was just one little old girl and the devil got it all out on her. Oh, Jesus is down here. Somebody had an Irish potato that looked like Buffalo Bill or something, you know. Oh, look. Listen. Wherefore, if they shall say, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers of the temple. Believe it not. Jesus has said twice here, believe it not. He says, I've told you before, he is in the desert. Believe it not. Wherefore, behold, go not forth. Listen, how is the gospel going to go around the world? Here it is. And this is where people don't believe, and this is what God has revealed to me, and I'm going to tell you because I want to be faithful to your soul. For, well, then if we don't go to this location or that location or whatever, and I hate these signs and these advertisements say, come and experience evangelist so-and-so. I don't want to experience evangelist so-and-so. I want to know the Lord. And if you think you're going to get me there by trying to divert my attention to some dynamic preacher, you're wrong, because that's exactly where God said he wouldn't be. Go not forth. Believe it not. How is it going to be? For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the world order, from Pentecost to the end of the world, the way the gospel is going to come forth, it'll be like lightning bolts. And dear soul, you don't hardly have chances to look at one until it's gone. And you need to understand, every opportunity you have to hear the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, you need to get yourself there. You need to hear that. You need to believe that. You need to walk with God. It's by the lightning flashes. Where is it in Matthew? No, not Matthew. Revelation. I'm going right back to Matthew 24. Listen. I thought I could find it. Here I go again. Well, I can't find it. Anyhow, it talks about the temple in heaven being opened and the lightning flashing out, flashing forth. That's the way it's going to be. Well, it's in the book of the Revelation. Okay, I got you that far. All right, let's go back to Matthew 24. The gospel, instead of being here or there or out yonder in the desert, go not forth, believe it not. You better find Jesus, not a local church order. You don't want to be involved in an organization. You want to be involved in an organism. Listen, verse 28. Here's another verse they laugh at when I try to expound it and give them my insights to it. Matthew 24:28. For wherever the carcass is, and the apostle wrote over there in Hebrews chapter 13 that when the high priest kills those beasts, they cast the carcass outside. We're talking about the sacrificed animal. This is the Lord Jesus talking about himself. For wheresoever the carcass is, bring it on up here, my brother, so I can see it. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. My dear brother has brought me thank you, brother. The passage. Thank you. Revelation 11:19. Thank you, brother. Brother Bobby is really super duper. I really appreciate him. I don't know what we'd do without him. And Sister Brenda. Revelation 11:19. Thank you, brother. And the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in the temple the ark of the testament. And there were lightnings and voices. That's the gospel. Lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake in great hail. It shakes the earth. It disturbs the earth. It shakes everything. The gospel upsets everything. That's the way the gospel is in these days. And we're not saying it's going to be as quick as actually the lightning flashing, but according to the way it was moving in the old economy so slow, 4,000 years and it didn't get out of Jerusalem hardly. And then in the New Testament age, it's going to go fast, times and a half time. And it said the temple of God is open. That's when the gospel is opened up and a man is to preach and the church is to be a light shining unto them. And that's the time before appointing and the bounds of your habitation. That's Revelation 11:19. Thank you, brother. And he says, for where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Where is the true church? It's wherever God's true people are feasting off Christ, eating his flesh and drinking his blood. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life. Where is the true church? It's those eagles that mount up with wings as eagles and fly up and soar into the heavenly, into the spirituals. Ephesians 2:6, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Excuse me. They are the ones that feeding off of the warm blood. Now these old buzzard church members, they'll feed off any old dead thing. But an eagle has to have a fresh kill. And the eagles come to drink his blood and eat his flesh and live off Christ. That's what you're doing. If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have life. What is that talking about? It's talking about you need Jesus every moment of every day. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. Stay thou nearby. Lord, every moment that I don't have you with me to feed me and to nourish me and to comfort me, it's like I'm dead. These are Christians that necessitate the revelation of God given unto them. Tell me the old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. For those who've heard it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. I know I messed up some of those words, but that's what it's talking about. We are so far away from God, we think an organization is the true church and it's not, it's organism. We think if we build a church on this land that grandfather donated, you know, and we've been here for centuries, it's where God is. God may not have been there in 100 years. Dear soul, you may wind up with a fine church building filled with the hay that the animals are going to eat because He went from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the uttermost part of the earth. And you're saying, lo, God is here. And he said, nope, go not there. Believe it not. Those farms that has that silver queen corn are just mobbed when it comes in. You better get it while you can. This gospel is provided for you. You need to get it while you can. Seek the Lord while he may be found. I want to encourage you and make you understand and know this. It's not my gospel. It's not my idea. It's Christ's church. On this rock I'll build my church. Christ is building his church for a holy habitation of God. God bless you. Thank you for attending. Remember to pray for us.